Good morning, I'm Paul Quayle, you're the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 12th of February, and a very warm welcome from the wonderfully hot and humid Jakarta. Firstly, from here in Indonesia, volcanic ash and lava are spewing out from Mount Karanggetang on the Siau Island in North Sulawesi province, and it's cut off roads and bridges in the area. Bad weather in the region has hampered the evacuation operations. Local authorities are trying to evacuate 500 odd villages from the area. Clients are advised to avoid the Siau Island and follow directions of the local authorities. In Malaysia, a house in the Seberang Parai Tengah district of Penang province, believed to be a drug factory, was raided by the police yesterday. Two handguns, a grenade, and more than 300 live bullets were found in the raid. Police said that the suspects are still at large and they believe that the ammunition belonged to a drug syndicate. Clients are advised to be aware of the heavily armed drug syndicates in Penang. The drug syndicates can potentially lead reprisal attacks after raids posing a threat to civilians and businesses in the region. The Philippines. A senior police officer was shot dead by unidentified gunmen along the National Highway in North Cotabato in the southern island of Mindanao late evening on Sunday. After the shooting, gunmen were reportedly headed towards Maguindanao. Police said a hot pursuit is ongoing to catch the perpetrators. Clients are advised to expect police raids and check posts in different parts of the city of Maguindanao and the neighbouring areas. Employ extreme caution while travelling in the southern region of the Philippines, as always. In Thailand, the Election Commission of Thailand disqualified Princess Subhanratana Rajaratna from her bid to become Prime Minister for the Thai Laksachat Party. The Election Commission announced yesterday that the monarchy must remain above politics. Earlier, the new king had opposed the move by Princess Subhanratana to run for Prime Minister, saying that it is inappropriate and unconstitutional for royal members to enter into politics. Clients are advised to monitor the political developments in Thailand leading up to the general elections. The disqualification could potentially trigger protests by the supporters of the princess and the Thai Raksachat Party and other parties and people linked to the Thaksin elements. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our advisories, alerts or assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com. Thank you.